Radio Daily.
For not Monday.
Oh, hell no. October 6, 2015, on the Geek Without the Wait. Good morning, hello, and how the hell are you? We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You might know us from Facebook, from Twitter, or you'll get to know us soon enough since, Pub Crawl's coming before too long.
It's not that far away.
Not that far away at all. The folks bringing it to you today, the man assessing his career goals, that there is Saucy.
You do know that this is a piece of wood with the word resume scribbled on it in crayon, and also that you spelled resume with three S's.
That could be a problem there, sir. Hello, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
I'll blow this place up and be home in time for cornflakes.
You know, you gotta have priorities, man. Priorities. What happened, yeah?
1683, 13 Mennonite families from Krefeld, Germany, arrived in present-day Philadelphia to begin Germantown, one of America's oldest settlements.
Won't you take me to Germantown? 1783, the self-winding clock was patented by Benjamin Hanks. Could wind itself.
1852, the American Pharmaceutical Association was founded in Philadelphia, and they've been raping the pockets of good American citizens ever
Pretty
since.
Much. 1857, the American Chess Association was organized at the first American Chess Congress held in New York City.
1863, the first public Turkish bath in America opened in Brooklyn, New York.
1876, the American Liberty Association was organized in Philadelphia.
1889, Thomas Edison demonstrated his first motion picture kinetoscope, which he patented in 1887.
1890, the Mormon Church outlawed polygamy. Shucky Dangdar.
1908, the Ohio Art Company, makers of Etch-a-Sketch, were founded by Henry Simon Winsler.
1917, a new word cropped up in the American lexicon, jazz. The Literary Digest described jazz as music that caused people to, quote, shake, jump, and writhe in ways to suggest a return to the medieval jumping mania.
1949, American-born Iva Tokuri de Aquino, convicted of being Japanese wartime broadcaster Tokyo Rose, was sentenced in San Francisco to 10 years in prison and fined $10,000 for war crimes.
I know you hate jazz, but I can't believe you skipped 1927 when the jazz singer from Warner Brothers opened up the first film with a pre-recorded soundtrack.
I don't hate jazz, I just prefer the blues.
Just because you have the blues.
1961, President John F. Kennedy urged every prudent family to build a fallout shelter.
1967, Haight-Ashbury hippies threw a funeral to mark the end of hippies.
1976, also in his second debate with Jimmy Carter, President Ford asserted there was no Soviet domination of Eastern Europe. Ford later conceded he'd misspoken.
1976 as well, John Hathaway completed a bicycle tour of every continent in the world and cycled 50,600 miles.
1990, notorious American rap artist Luther Campbell of Two Live Crew paid Lucasfilms, owners of the copyrights to Star Wars, $300,000 for his unauthorized choice of Luke Skywalker as the name of his label.
He also called himself Luke Skywalker, the man, not the myth. 1991, University of Oklahoma law professor Anita Hill accused Supreme Court nominee Clarence Thomas of having sexually harassed her while she worked as his personal assistant.
1991, Elizabeth Taylor married husband number 7, Larry Fortensky, a construction worker she met at the Betty Ford Clinic.
Aww, 1995, the first discovery of a planet around a star similar to the sun was announced, about 160 times the mass of Earth around the star, 51 Pegasus.
And in 2007, Jason Lewis completed the first human-powered circumnavigation of the globe.
Navigation. Birthdays?
Ryan Nicole Brown is 23, Lindsay Sutton on Lincoln Heights, and Rebecca Van Exel on Judging Amy.
Rashawn Fegan is 24, Ty on Shake It Up, and she's on Dancing with the Stars.
Olivia Thirlby is 29, Leah in Juno, Natalie in The Darkest Hour, and Judge Cassandra Anderson in Dread.
Jeremy Sisto is 41, Billy in 6 Feet Under, Detective Cyrus Lupo in Law and Order, George on Suburgatory, and of course, he was in Clueless.
Ian Gruffudd, 42, Reed Richards in Fantastic Four.
Jeff Davis is also 42, comedian, guest star on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Amy Jo Johnson is 45, Julie Emmerich on Felicity, and Kimberly Hart, the Pink Ranger, on Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Good reason to watch the show. Jacqueline Oberdorse is 49, Detective Rita Oritz on NYPD Blue.
Elizabeth Shue is 53, Sarah in Leaving Las Vegas, and Jordan Mooney in Cocktail.
She was in Adventures in Babysitting. Jeff Trachta is 55, an actor, Las Vegas headliner, Thorne Forrester on Bold and the Beautiful.
Kathleen Webb is 59, American comic book writer and artist, one of the first female writers for Archie Comics.
Michael Durrell is 72, Dr. John Martin on Beverly Hills, 90210.
Britt Eklund is 73, Swedish blonde bombshell movie star, ex-wife of Peter Sellers.
Ellen Travolta is 75, Lillian on Charles in Charge, Louisa on Happy Days, the mother of John Travolta.
No longer with this estate in 1925, Shayna Alexander, columnist, first woman staff writer, and columnist for Life magazine.
1908, Carol Lombard, 20s and 30s star of the silver screen.
Edwin Fischer, 1886, one of the greatest pianists of the 20th century.
Born 1866, Reginald Fessenden transmitted speech during the first audio radio transmission.
And George Westinghouse, 1846, inventor, and he founded the Westinghouse Company.
Oh, since it's got his name on it, that makes a lot of sense. So what's on you?
Tonight on ABC, new episodes of S.H.I.E.L.D., Fresh Off the Boat, and Muppets.
Yes, the fantastic, awesome Muppets. Over on CBS, it's a new episode of NCIS, NCIS New Orleans, and Limitless.
New episode of The Voice and The Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris live on NBC.
Over on Fox, it's a new episode of Grandfathered and The Grinder on Scream Queens.
All right, so iZombie's starting up again.
Okay.
And The Flash.
There you go. That's the CW? Certainly.
Sure.
ABC Family, new Monica the Medium.
New episode of Storage Wars and the premiere of Storage Wars Miami on A&E.
Ooh, Comedy Central. New Tosh.0 and Drunk History. Sorry, I'm seeing Horatio Wolof glasses. I just saved a killer.
River Monsters on Animal Planet.
FX is showing... What is IM3? Oh, Mission Impossible 3, I bet. I'm dyslexic. And The Bastard Executioner has a new episode.
Edge of Tomorrow on Cinemax.
The Simpsons on FXX, it's Baseball Night. Dancing Homer, the one where Mr. Burns hires ringers for the Plants game.
The Guardian on CMT.
Spike with a new episode of Ink Master.
New episode of Yukon Men and Rebel Gold on Discovery Channel.
Sundance is showing Weird Science.
Office Space on Encore.
Sci-Fi Channel, new episode of Face Off.
Tonight on HBO, The Leftovers.
Turner Classic Movies, Topper Takes a Trip. Not the best of the Topper movies, but okay.
Counting Cars on History.
TNT, new episode of Public Morals.
Evil Kin Body Farm, new episode on ID.
That sounds awesome. True TV, Adam Ruins Everything, Hack My Life, and 6 Degrees of Everything. But this evening we're watching the Sci-Fi Channel because an oil rig crew drilling in a Louisiana community accidentally awakens an ancient and terrifying beast sworn to protect the ecological balance of its environment. Lenore Varela, Robert Picardo, and Jason London all star in Monster Wolf.
The mail's in.
Indeed it is. For fans of the book, The Martian, a must read. If you haven't already, the movie was executed quite well. I was scared that Matt wouldn't be able to pull off Mark, but it was very, very good and damn true to the book that is from Ryan. The Martian does look quite good, and I would like to see that. So,
sounds like a pretty cool concept. I hear he grows some potatoes up there on
there. There you go.
They're red.
Red. Of course they're red potatoes. They're on Mars. Hey, if you'd like to drop a note, please do. And don't forget, don't be left out. A couple of folks already have. Send in your submission, your favorite Green Arrow moment, be it comics, TV, cartoons, whatever. Send all of that into podcast at geekradiodaily.com because we have seasons 1 and 2 of Arrow on Blu-ray that you could win. So send that in and we will be right back to wrap this thing up in just a second.
The Flash Pulp Podcast. 3 to 10 minutes of fiction brought to you thrice weekly. Now it's 3 apocalypses in one.
Yeah!
Suffering from tough, stuck-on humans? Well, 20 hellish hours of suffocation in the all-encompassing web of Karwick the Spider God will get them right out. Too many brains lying around? The ravenous mouths surrounding zombie-fighting Ruby will quickly clean those up. Nosy neighbors, infect them with the murder plague, and watch as they dissolve into paranoid maniacs bent on the preemptive assassination of their friends and family. Why stop at one end of the world when you can have all three? You can find them all at flashpulp.com or search for them on iTunes.
I'm Allison Scagliotti, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. Welcome back to it. Geek Radio Daily. your Not Monday edition, which of course means it's time for Saucy's new favorite drop that he finally understands.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
No, but still you do. Not better than the video game one.
Okay. Still, though, it's fantastic.
I helped put that one together. It's
See,
my
there you go. So you have some personal ownership. What's out today, yo?
Insidious Chapter 3. I can never pronounce that.
That's all right.
I know what it is, but I can never make the words form.
Magic Mike XXL. Another film I will not be seeing.
Manglehorn.
Okay. Tremors 5 Bloodlines. That's right. Graboids are back, and so is Michael Gross.
Bat Kid Begins.
Sharknado 3. You can actually own the DVD now.
Escobar Paradise Lost.
American Horror Show Freak Show is on.
Happy-ish Season 1.
Air, a movie with Norman Reedus and Jimon Hounsou, which I've never heard of. The movie, that is.
Leftover Season 1.
Dead Rising Watchtower. We talked about this coming out in our video games episode, so it's out.
Vikings Season 3.
Dope, that movie that I wanted to see.
What We Did on Our Holiday.
Crystal Lake Memories, the complete history of Friday the 13th, so you know I got to see that.
Penny Dreadful Season 2.
But if we're going to watch anything, it's going to be the U.S. government losing contact with the vice president during a campaign stop in Baton Rouge and a battle-hardened SEAL team back from Afghanistan sent in to get him. But it's no ordinary tactical rescue. The city is under siege. So tonight, kick back and watch Michael Dudikoff, Ed
Dudikoff.
Quinn. Yeah, you heard him. That's right. Molly Hagen all starring in Navy SEALs versus Zombies.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So Big Finish Audio, we are huge fans of Big Finish Audio here. We've talked about them time and again, and their awesome Doctor Who audio drama stuff they do. And they've got one of The Prisoner coming out, but I digress. Big Finish is going to tell us the story of the Time War. Paul McGann will be back as the Eighth Doctor, and John Hurt will be back as the War Doctor. And they will tell us all about the epic, insane, crazy battle that's been the stuff of legend for Doctor Who fans. I hope they keep it the way the last time sort of the story was told, and that it is the Doctor's fault that all of this happened. Sorry, that's spoilers, even though I don't know that it is.
So one of the big draws of the high-end Xbox One Elite controller is the ability to remap controls to better suit your playstyle.
That's helpful.
Now, with all other system I've ever played, you could pretty much do that with any controller, for the most part. I don't know about the older systems, but I remember being able to do it for PlayStation.
The Atari 2600 would not let you do that.
Right. Well, you have for the Xbox One, you have to have this Elite controller. It's a $150 controller.
No.
Most people think that's a little bit steep for controllers.
It's
that aren't incredibly special.
It's almost half the cost of the system.
The guys at Microsoft are finally confirming that the remapping is coming to all Xbox One controllers. So they have decided to change the design of their regular controllers so that people will stop complaining about the ridiculous cost to be able to change buttons on the controller that you paid for the game that you paid for, on the system that you paid for.
I mean, you normally can do that in the game
to,
itself.
Like, comfort you as a gamer.
And didn't have to spend all that damn money.
It's aggravating.
Nice. So on Monday, a Michigan farmer, James Bristol, found what he thought was just debris in his field. But when he kept digging and looked at it, wasn't a fence post, nah, wasn't a rock, wasn't a pipe. It was the bones of a woolly mammoth. He contacted the University of Michigan, who arrived to excavate the skeleton. And according to Daniel Fisher, the director of the Museum of Paleontology at the university, it's an adult male, probably in its 40s at the time of its death, probably lived between 10,000 and 15,000 years ago. He went on to say that the animal skeleton was incomplete, which pretty much it is. However, it is one of the most complete fossils of a mammoth that has ever been found. So congratulations to him.
I feel it more and more every day. I'm getting old.
Okay.
I'm getting old. Everything's getting a reboot.
Can't
Everything's getting a TV show.
Right.
Everything's being broadcasted in some other way.
Sure.
My hip hurts when it's going to rain.
Yeah.
Well, Fox has ordered a pilot of Matt Miller's take on Lethal Weapon.
What?
Miller's past credits include writing for Las Vegas, Hitman, Target, and Chuck. He also created last year's Forever, the immortal Doctor drama starring Ian Gruffudd, whose birthday
yeah,
is today.
Birthday
happy
guy.
Birthday to that guy. the TV show is going to be pretty close to this.
But they're too old for that shit.
They are too old for that shit.
Japanese streamer Dasuke.
Dasuke.
Was playing Minecraft, and, you know, he's just streaming it because that's what people do now. And he decided, well, you know what? Let me share some stuff with my friends. Hey, everybody, look, I got this new oil match lighter. He said that he wasn't sure how to use the lighter, so he filled it up with lighter fluid and ended up accidentally setting his room on fire while still streaming this to everybody watching him play Minecraft.
Wait, now, so he had the lighter in real life?
In real life.
What is an oil match lighter?
It's something they have in Japan. It's the kind of crazy thing they do. But this is the part you're going to love. There's a video. You can see the video of him doing this. And it's like this 8-minute long video, whatever the hell it is. The fire starts at about 4 minutes and 40 seconds into it. And at about 5 minutes and 40 seconds, he tries to put out that fire. You know what he uses to put out the fire?
Please don't tell me it was lighter fluid.
No, of course not. He needs to put it out. So he needs to mash it with something. You know, like paper. And cardboard.
Oh.
Minecraft.
Did he die? Survival
he
of
did
the Phidias.
The Phidias. I'm going to need 50 bucks right about now. GOD is Legend of the Creative Commons Attributions, non-commercial, non-derivative works, non-states, point license, whatever that thing is, 3.0 or something like that. Yes, please check us out on Facebook and Twitter. Stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Drop a note and drop in your favorite Green Arrow moment. Comic book, cartoon, TV, what the hell ever it is. Tell us what that is. You might win season 1 and season 2 of Arrow on Blu-ray. We'll see if we can make that happen for you. Oh yeah, podcast at geekradiodaily.com. That's the best way to make that happen. We will see you probably tomorrow.
Good night, fuckers.
Here we are in the worst place in the world. We're not even being paid.
What do you think?
It stinks.
Out there.
What's going on here?
Drop your gun, Mr. Luger.
I don't have one.
You are not carrying a weapon.
Don't believe in them.
Pick up the gun. Drop the gun, Mr. Luger.
Don't do it.
Drop the gun, or I shoot your partner.
He's gonna shoot me anyway. If you drop it, we're both dead. Do it, Wes. Shoot him. Come on, shoot him! Shoot him! Shoot him! Shoot him!
Shoot him! Shoot him! Shoot him! Shoot him! Shoot him!